I don't think that it's a good idea to close Oranga Tamariki at the moment, because Māoridom, we're not ready to take back. If there are 6,500 children in care, 4,500 of those thousand are our Māori children. So I think that it's one thing to call for something to happen. In reality, to try and make that happen, I think, would be more detrimental to those children, not only those children that are in care, but to whānau who have children in care.
I think it's because resourcing plays a part in that. So correct. You've got a heavily resourced organisation that's struggling called Oranga Tamariki, and then you've got community organisations that are underfunders, but we could do a better job. So I think if the funding could come across with the tamariki, you know, if we were to say tomorrow, or over the next 6 months, those kids are going to come somewhere else, and they gave the funding to do that, I think we could mobilise and make it happen. And we're going to make mistakes, don't get me wrong. We're not going to just be the perfect parents when we get these children back. But let us make those decisions, because at the moment, you know, now they're sort of reaching out to iwi to come on board, which is good, but I think it's sort of late. You know, we could have done that a lot earlier.
Kapoi.
So, you know, there's some... They definitely are moving some things in a good direction, but there are other things that they're not.
What Trudy and I suppose are saying differently but the same is that the mahi should be sent out to NGOs, and hopefully to supported by, when it's needed for the legal thing to be done, that we're supported by one of their social workers to do that kind of mahi. But certainly we don't want to traumatise our children any more than they are. So that's a transitioning phase that I think that's what we're saying.
Mm.
And although I'm an iwi person and so is Trudy, iwi are not necessarily the organisations to have these families and children. And I say that with all the love in my heart for my iwi up here, all five of them, but then some of them just are not set up to do that.
Mm.
And there are some Māori NGOs like us that have been doing it now for 30 years that could probably write the book on Child, Youth and the Family Act, whatever it's called now, Oranga Tamariki Act. And so I think that each to their own. So I'm saying if iwi aren't the ones doing it up here, then they shouldn't be fighting. It should be the NGO sector then to support iwi to look after their whakapapa. They're our whakapapa too.